welcome to the service of Compline during Passiontide, coming from St Mark's, Reigate. Alongside this audio recording on the website is a copy of the service booklet we are using this week. I encourage you to follow along and respond as appropriate as we join together to worship God and seek his calming presence at the end of this day. The Lord Almighty grant us a quiet night and a perfect end.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord,
who made heaven and earth.
Most merciful God, we confess to you, before the whole company of heaven and one another, that we have sinned in thought, word and deed, and in what we have failed to do. Forgive us our sins, heal us by your Spirit, and raise us to new life in Christ.
Amen.
O God, make speed to save us.
O Lord, make haste to help us.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever.
Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep. From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe, that we no sinful thought may know. O Father, that we ask be done, through Jesus Christ, your only Son, and Holy Spirit, by whose breath our souls are raised to life from death.
O Lord, you have searched me out and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You discern my thoughts from afar.
You mark out my journeys and my resting place, and are acquainted with all my ways.
For there is not a word on my tongue, but you, O Lord, know it altogether.
You encompass me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me.
Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, so high that I cannot attain it.
Where can I go then from your Spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence?
If I climb up to heaven, you are there. If I make the grave my bed, you are there also.
If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea,
even there your hand shall lead me. Your right hand hold me fast.
If I say, surely the darkness will cover me, and the light around me turn to night,
even darkness is no darkness with you. The night is as clear as the day. Darkness and light to you are both alike.
For you yourself created my innermost parts. You knit me together in my mother's womb.
I thank you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvellous are your works, my soul knows well.
My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and woven in the depths of the earth.
Your eyes beheld my form as yet unfinished. Already in your book were all my members written,
as day by day they were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them.
How deep are your counsels to me, O God! How great is the sum of them!
If I count them, they are more in number than the sand. And at the end, I am still in your presence.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen.
A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. Every year the parents of Jesus went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. When the festival was ended and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travellers, they went a day's journey. Then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. After 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. Then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years, and in divine and human favour.
The thoughts of a retired priest in Jerusalem in about 33 AD. I remember that day well, and I've often wondered what happened to the boy. Now I know. He's back again. Once more he's in the temple, questioning and challenging elders, scribes and Pharisees, attracting attention, amazement and speculation, but without the same universal approval. He was only 12 when I first saw him. We knew from his accent that he was from the north, but we assumed his parents were still in the city after the Passover. It never occurred to us that they stayed behind and they were frantically searching for him. We were spellbound. Boys of that age can usually recite scripture. They know the commandments and something of the history of our people. But this boy was different. He knew so much more. Even more astounding was the passion, the eagerness, and the depth of his interest. This was not a boy who wanted to be a rabbi or great scholar. This was a boy who had absorbed knowledge of God into his very being, and who reached out for more as if his life depended on it. 20 years or so have gone by since I first saw Jesus of Nazareth. My hearing isn't what it used to be, but if I concentrate hard and watch someone's face, I can usually tell what they're saying. The face of Jesus is fascinating. Just as his words and the tone of his voice convey all kinds of emotions, so his eyes and the lines etched on his face tell a story. He's no stranger to loss and grief. His sadness often shows in his eyes, and sometimes his voice is full of yearning, a longing for something he feels is slipping out of his reach, a sense of soon it will be too late. And yet he has hope and joy deep within him. Somehow there comes from him an aura of certainty that in the end all shall be well. He's often angry too. Angry at those of us with responsibilities of leadership and teaching. I'm ashamed because if I look at myself with honesty, I can see I've been guilty of some of the pride and hypocrisy he so despises. He may be angry, but he's also compassionate.
I've seen him with people who are ill, needy, or in any way vulnerable. He loves them. And it takes a special sort of love to reach out to touch the untouchables and to speak with anyone, no matter what their background or status or what the rest of us will think. I haven't known what to make of Jesus of Nazareth. His magnetic personality and outspoken words have both drawn and repelled me. Until today. Today changes things forever, and there's no going back. They try to trick him again with another question. Which commandment in the law is the greatest? Another trap. Yes, we're allowed to discuss the relevant importance of the commandments, but in principle, they're equally binding. Jesus had to be careful how he answered. There was the silence and stillness of waiting, and the quickening of my heartbeat thumping through me. Then he spoke. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbour as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And for me, all doubt fell away, and my heart calmed again to beat a new rhythm of life. I saw again the 12-year-old boy who had absorbed knowledge of God into his very being, and the man he had grown to be, a man of authority in whom all God's commandments were lived out. Not as if they were rules to follow, but as if they were written on his heart, creating a new way of living. A man who could give to anyone who had the courage to ask this new way of living. I know now what to make of Jesus of Nazareth. He is the Son of God, the Chosen One, Messiah. And he's in grave danger. He's walking the road of so many prophets. Like them, he will be rejected by those who should know him. Like them, he will be brought down and killed by his own people. There is great determination to get rid of him. Without realizing it, I'd moved closer to where Jesus was standing, and now our eyes met. He held my gaze. He knew what I had seen and now believed. He knew the warning I wanted to give him. He knew the danger. I knew he would continue to walk that path anyway. Silently, but unmistakably, he offered me a choice, which wasn't really a choice at all. Choose me, he said. Choose me. Choose life and follow me. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, increase in us your gift of faith, that, forsaking what lies behind and reaching out to that which is before, we may run the way of your commandments and win the crown of everlasting joy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
For you have redeemed me, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit.
Keep me as the apple of your eye.
Hide me under the shadow of your wings.
Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. Now, Lord, you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of every people,
a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Christ himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness.
With faith and love and in union with Christ, let us offer our prayer before the throne of grace. Have mercy on your people, for whom your Son laid down his life. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring healing and wholeness to people and nations, and have pity on those torn apart by division. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Strengthen all who are persecuted for your name's sake, and deliver them from evil. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Look in mercy upon all who suffer, and hear those who cry out in pain and desolation. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Bring comfort to the dying, and gladden their hearts with the vision of your glory. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Give rest to the departed, and bring them, with your saints, to glory everlasting. Lord, hear us.
Lord, graciously hear us.
Let us commend the world for which Christ died to the mercy and protection of God.
Almighty God, as we stand at the foot of the cross of your Son, help us to see and know your love for us, so that in humility, love, and joy, we may place at his feet all that we have and all that we are, through Jesus Christ our Saviour. Amen. Visit this place, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of the enemy. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace, and may your blessing be always upon us, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Lighten our darkness, Lord, we pray, and in your great mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night, for the love of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Standing at the foot of the cross, let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. In peace we will lie down and sleep.
For you alone, Lord, make us dwell in safety.
Abide with us, Lord Jesus.
For the night is at hand, and the day is now past.
As the night watch looks for the morning, so do we look for you, O Christ. May God bless us, that in us may be found love and humility, obedience and thanksgiving, discipline, gentleness, and peace.
Amen. Amen.